I'm on the line today with Joanne Brown, who has had a lot of success with the National Radon Poster Contest, and we're going to be talking with her about the multiple national award winners that she's had in her class and her experience working with the National Radon Poster Contest. Joanne, could you just take a second to introduce yourself, please?
I'm Joanne Brown. I've been a teacher at Olympus Junior High School in Holiday, Utah for the last 12 years. I've been doing the National Radon Poster Contest since 2006. I teach 7th, 8th, and 9th grade science.
What inspired you to take this activity on?
I actually got a brochure in the mail in 2006 in the fall. It fits right in with my 7th and 8th grade curriculum, so I thought it sounded like a fun thing to offer to my students and got them involved, and what do you know, we had a winner.
How many winners have you had now?
Just two, and actually they're both from the same family, but we can get to that in a minute.
What set the stage for having those two students recognized as national winners of the contest? Can you tell us what you learned from having them both involved?
The poster contest is nice, like I said, because it fits right into what I teach about the periodic table and things like that. I offer contests and things like that that come up for extra credit to my students. Some students are more motivated than others, but I have found through having one student win, it has really motivated others to enter the contest and become more involved and therefore more educated about the issue, too. It's been a good experience overall.
So Emily Pinnock and Anna Pinnock were your two students that were recognized?
They were both recognized on the state level. Rachel Pinnock was recognized 3 years ago, and that's Emily and Anna's older sister.
Can you tell us a little bit about them as students?
You know, they're very quiet but very motivated. They love the art aspect of the contest, and I think they're really motivated by that. But seeing Rachel get to go to Washington, D.C. a few years ago, that whole family has been really interested, and they keep tabs on when the contest is and what sorts of designs have been recognized. And they've actually given a little bit of advice to other students of mine, too, about what sorts of things look nice on the posters.
That trip in Washington is definitely a motivator.
Oh, it's one of the funnest things I've ever done.
Can you tell us a little bit in more detail how you've integrated poster contests into your lessons, plans, and curriculum?
Yes, I've actually done quite a few things. To start with, the basic chemistry of radon and how it works, talking about the periodic table and showing that there is an element out there that's dangerous that could be in anybody's house is just a real attention grabber because it fits right in with what I'm teaching, but it also makes them curious to see whether this is something they're affected by. And so I can talk about how it actually works and how it gets into the lungs, just really show how chemistry is real. Another way I have integrated it is actually we use the topic of radon to enter another contest. I was working with some of my students a few years ago on an ecology project, trying to fix things in our community that were environmental problems. And one of the topics was air quality, and it was after we had done the radon poster contest, and I said, you know, this is really something that the word is not out in Utah about this. And so we need to do a project to see if we can get the word out about radon. And so I had a whole team of students design a project where they did a letter writing campaign to all the different contractors in the state of Utah, and they sent out letters to like 300 people. We partnered with the Department of Air Quality here in Salt Lake, with the Department of Radiation Control, and they actually gave us a whole bunch of coupons for free radon test kits. And so we gave those out to our community. We did a whole big thing, and the students actually ended up winning the national contest, and they won $50,000 in scholarships. Oh. It really did get the word out about radon here.
Absolutely. How have other teachers, your administration, parents, how have they all shown their support for participation in the contest?
Like I said, having somebody actually win is what gets the attention from parents and administration. Prior to that, it was just in my classroom. But I've seen a lot of enthusiasm, and people love the science aspect of it that I teach, what it really is and what it does. I've actually seen quite a few people in our community start doing testing for radon who hadn't before, and some of them actually found that there is a problem right here. So I really have seen some changes in this community, but lots of support once they've heard about it.
So the contest isn't just a way to sort of teach a lesson to the kids or about the importance of the health risk, but it can really lead to change in the community and action to address the health risk.
And the team of students I had a few years ago, they really did make some significant changes. Having an actual test kit in their house really motivated a lot of people to try it out and see what they found out. And then once they'd find out, oh, well, my neighbor down the street has it, boy, I better check and see what's going on. So I really do think it does make a difference.
Absolutely. The last question I have today is, what tips would you give to other teachers who would like to become involved in the contest?
Probably the main tip is to keep in mind the time frame so that you don't miss the deadline. I would say make the posters really colorful and eye-catching. Look at the real issue, not just the poster contest. The poster contest has a greater purpose, and there's more to it than just, hey, isn't it nice to draw something? This is something that is a significant issue in our community. Keep that in mind as to why you're doing it.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for taking time to talk with us today. It's been really inspiring to hear.
Oh, no problem. You know, you guys have a great thing going. I want to get Utah more on the ball with this.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.